Federal News Radio's Loretta Doan writing about this today and speaking about it on the Federal Drive this morning. She writes, cheers to Mary Parks, acting associate administrator of Small and Disadvantaged Business Office, and David Drapkin, the deputy chief acquisition officer at the General Services Administration, GSA, the only federal agency to meet or exceed all its small business goals. And Ms. Doan, of course, the former administrator at GSA, goes on to write, good start for the Small Business Administration to get the other agencies on track would be to go over to GSA, talk to Mary Parks and David Drapkin, find out how they were so successful. Maybe the lessons learned can be cloned and spread around the rest of the federal government. And so it is, you can find that, by the way, at federalnewsradio.com, and also listen to Loretta Doan on our program, The Federal Drive, on this morning. You can do that at federalnewsradio.com. And so in light of hearing that commentary, it is my pleasure to welcome to the program Mary Parks, the just described acting associate administrator of GSA's Office of Small Business Utilization. Ms. Parks, thank you for joining me on the program today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Congratulations on what you've accomplished. I appreciate the information that the Small Business Administration provided to let us know that you are the only agency, as Loretta cited, to make or surpass all of its goals in all areas. A bunch of agencies were moderately successful, but you're the only one to do it. Talk about what it is that you've accomplished, and then we'll get into some of the hows.
Well, we worked really hard on reaching all of our small business goals in the past couple of years, especially getting up to speed on HubZone and our service-disabled veteran-owned small business numbers. And we spent about $4.7 billion last in fiscal year 2008, and of that amount, $1.8 billion went to small businesses as a whole. We also reached about a 3.93% for our service-disabled veteran-owned small business goal, and we're all the way up to 6.45 with our HubZone goal this year. We surpassed all of the goals. The SDB goal was 14%, and that goal itself is only 5%. So we're very proud of the achievements that our procurement officials and contracting officers really put forth a great effort in meeting those goals this year and putting those contracts aside for small businesses.
I appreciate the contribution that you're recognizing by your colleagues. I'm sure, though, that the folks at the other agencies that weren't as successful as you were also working hard. So there's got to be some technique or some priority that other folks don't have or something. There's got to be some secret to your success.
Well, one of the things that I think is very important is the support from our administration and the fact that they're willing to step out and say these small business goals are important. We want to make sure that you're meeting those goals and doing things that will support the small businesses. One of the other things that's a little bit unique about GSA is that we have procurement offices throughout our regional headquarters offices. So we've got 11 different procurement offices that can touch small businesses all across the country. And all of our procurement is not done here in the Washington, D.C. area. It's done throughout the country and throughout the world, for that matter. And there are a lot of small businesses in those areas that support GSA and what we do. And then our small business offices in those regions do a lot of networking and outreach and hold special training sessions for small businesses and with other agencies, get those groups together to mentor them and to help them learn more about how to do business with the government. And I think that's been a huge success for us.
So you've kind of got a built-in network of small business people that you can go to. You're already working with them. They already know the process. And so when it comes time to award this business, they're kind of already in the swing of things, right?
They are definitely in the swing of things. And they are part of the procurement process. They review those acquisition plans, and they make sure that we've utilized small businesses where we can and set those procurements aside where possible.
All right. The pressure, though, is on because now that you've done it, they're going to ask you to do it again and again. And do you think that the structure that you have in place will allow you to – is this kind of a perpetual motion thing where now that you've got it going, it's going to be able to – as long as your folks continue on the path they're doing now, you're going to continue to meet these goals?
Well, this year is going to be a little tougher because GSA got quite a bit of recovery money, and a lot of the projects on our recovery for recovery were for projects that were already in process, and a lot of them were going to their capital projects, so they're going to larger businesses. So we are going to have a tough time in fiscal year 2009 doing this good of work again. We're already seeing a decrease in some of our small business numbers, but hopefully this next 2 months we can step it up and get some of that much-needed small business money out to the small businesses.
And that is kind of one of the biggest challenges, I guess, in working with small businesses on an ongoing basis. If they provide good value to you and they continue to earn more business, they're not small anymore.
True, that does have an impact.
Yeah, and so I guess you're in a situation where you're constantly trying to develop those kinds of leads to be able to find new small businesses to replace the ones that graduate.
You know, that is a big challenge for us, but one of the things that we have just announced is a mentor protege program that we're going to start in our agency. And one of the things that we hope that will come from this is some of those small businesses that have been successful with GSA will, and that are no longer small, will take advantage of the opportunity to mentor some small businesses and help them get up to speed and help us meet those goals. Even though if they're subcontracting goals at that point with the mentor protege program, they all create jobs for small businesses, and anything we can do to increase that business is important to us.
As you network with your colleagues at other agencies, and they ask you, I imagine your phone started ringing as soon as this press release came out from the SBA. What'd you do? How'd you do it? What can we do? What are you telling your colleagues is the first step they should take? What was the first step you took to get you to where you are?
You know, I think we just looked at some of the bigger procurements that were going on in the agency, and we said, why can't small business do that? And so there are some, there's a big infrastructure contract that we have called GetGo that went to a small business that was a service disabled veteran, and they've been very successful in consolidating all of our CIO office requirements, and it's been a huge success. It did take some time to work through all the issues, but it's been a very, very big success, and it really helped us with our service disabled veteran goal as well as our small business goal.
Mary Parks is the Acting Associate Administrator of the Office of Small Business Utilization at the General Services Administration. I want to follow up on that point of time when we come back from the break. You're listening to In Depth with Frances Rose on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. We'll be back in just a moment.
I'm Neil Asbury, host of The Neil Asbury Show. Please join me and my guests each week as we discuss the importance of international trade, entrepreneurialism, small business ownership, job creation, and the American dream.
The Neil Asbury Show, Saturday mornings at 8 on Federal News Radio. The Neil Asbury Show is sponsored by AIT Worldwide Logistics, Yoakum Shore and Trossaven, and WTS, Withers Worldwide Transportation Systems.
This is Rynthia Rost, Vice President of Geico Insurance Company, urging you to give the gift of a membership fee to a child this year at your local Boys and Girls Clubs. Boys and Girls Clubs of Greater Washington supplies a safe haven, targeted programming, caring adult mentors, and educational activities to youth who would otherwise be home alone or on the streets. Log on to bgcgw.org and click on Donate Now to see how you can help. This message is brought to you by GEICO and Bonneville International.
The latest from the Federal Security Spotlight brought to you by Cisco.
What's the security issue with social networking sites? Too much information is being put on them. Here's Rocky Young, associate professor at National Defense University.
The big issues we're having are too much information on the websites for operations security. You'll place something on there that may be personal, your birthday, your travel arrangements with your maybe you're telling your spouse you're going to be deployed to Afghanistan. That's a lot of operational information that you're putting out.
To hear the entire show, log on to federalnewsradio.com. Will the top-of-mind security issues of today be the issues facing government tomorrow? Get the latest from federal experts on FISMA reform, the cyber initiative, how government is combating botnets, spyware, and other cyber evils, and more. Listen to Federal Security Spotlight, sponsored by Cisco, airing Thursday from 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. on Federal News Radio 1500 a.m. or on demand at federalnewsradio.com. The Federal Security Spotlight is brought to you by Cisco, the leader in federal IT security.
Take the average person out there. If I told you that you could save 15% or more on car insurance simply by switching to GEICO, you'd be pretty happy about that now, wouldn't you? You'd maybe invite me to tea or something. Well, if you're an employee of the federal government, we'd be drinking lots of tea. Because you can also get special discounts from GEICO over and above their already low rates. But it's not just about saving money. 97% of customers say they're satisfied with GEICO's service. In and of itself, that's a great reason federal employees have been choosing GEICO for over 70 years. And it's why so many federal employees continue to choose GEICO year after year. Gee, imagine if they all got together. Suppose we'd have enough tea to go around.
Well said, my little green friend. This is Mike Causey. If you're a federal employee, this is a great time to find out more about special GEICO discounts that may apply to you. Just call GEICO at 1-800-947-AUTO or visit GEICO.com and see how much you could save.
We're back on In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. We're talking about the Small Business Administration's third annual Small Business Procurement Scorecard. Came out earlier this week, or end of last week, excuse me, and only one agency met or surpassed its goals in all five areas of procurement goals. One of those small business contracting, goals for contracts to small disadvantaged businesses, women-owned small businesses, hub-zone contracting goals, and small businesses owned by service-disabled veterans, and that agency was the General Services Administration. My guest is Mary Parks, Acting Associate Administrator of GSA's Office of Small Business Utilization. And, Mary, in the last segment we were talking about, you commented that it takes time to develop the programs that are necessary to meet all of these goals. But I can imagine that there are people around the government that are listening and saying, yeah, it takes time, and I just don't have the time to devote to it. And it's great to win awards. It's great to be recognized the way that the Small Business Administration is recognizing GSA. But talk a little bit more about the benefit that you receive. You mentioned a little bit by talking about the relationships that you have with these vendors all around the country and not just here in Washington. But talk about the benefits that the agency realizes in any way. It can be, I don't know, maybe cost savings. It can be a higher quality product or service, whatever, by having these relationships and by investing that time element that not everybody maybe wants to do.
I think the biggest benefit is just getting the work done and getting it done by quality small businesses that help us achieve our goals. I mean, so much of our work is done in the public building service, whether it's repair and maintenance of a federal facility or whether it's actually part of the building of those buildings. But knowing that small businesses can contribute and can do that work, when you've mentored one and brought one in and helped them get that work, and then they perform quickly and on time and with stellar performance, that is what really makes you feel like you've accomplished something. So it's just following those small businesses through the process and seeing how when they start and how much they grow as they develop and learn how to do business with the government and succeed.
Now, I'm looking at this chart that you sent over, that the GSA sent over, and I'm noticing a difference in this chart compared to the overall government response. The small business has got $93.3 billion in prime contracts in fiscal 08, according to the SBA. But the percentage of money, that's $10 billion more than in fiscal 07, but the percentage went down. As I look at your chart, your percentage, your dollar value is going up and your percentages are going up. Is that something that you tried to do, or is it just something that happened as a result of doing business the way you normally would?
It's hard to say what the percentages are going to do. The percentages are based on the total dollars that you spend.
Mm-hmm.
So if you spend more, and the dollars go up, sometimes the percentages go down,
mm-hmm.
depending on the numbers. But we were very fortunate that our dollars went up and our percentages went up as well. So, I think it's, you just never know. I don't know if that $93 billion that the federal government spent was higher than last year, but I just don't know what the total was that causes that to be, the total dollars may have gone up significantly more than $10 billion.
Interesting.
So that would make that percentage go down.
All right. So you have this tough act to follow. You've been the only agency, and I do want to mention quickly, 8 of the agencies met or surpassed 4 of the 5 goals.
That's true.
DHS, Energy, Interior, Labor, Transportation, Nuclear Regulatory Commission, the SBA. You beat the Small Business Administration. That's pretty good. And Agriculture all met or surpassed 4 of the 5 goals.
And those are big agencies with lots of dollars to spend, so congratulations to them as well.
But you were the only one to do 5 out of 5, so you've got a tough act to follow to pull it off again next year. Any particular plan to do it, or is this just something that happens as a result of you doing what you normally do?
Well, GSA as a whole gives a lot of opportunities to small businesses based on just the contract vehicles that we have. I mean, we have government-wide acquisition contracts that are set aside for small businesses with 8A STARS and the VETS GWAC. So those are available to all agencies to use to help meet their goals, as well as GSA. And then 80% of our contract holders on schedules are small businesses. So there are a tremendous number of small business concerns that have been found to be very capable and able to meet the federal government's requirements for goods and services. So I would encourage all federal agencies to look at some of those contract vehicles as well to help them meet those goals.